Welcome to the Conquering Chronic Inflammation Summit. I'm your host, Dr. David Jockers, and today's interview is about how to use infrared sauna therapy to detox your body and reduce inflammation and pain. Infrared sauna therapy is one of the most powerful things you can do to reduce inflammation and pain in your body to help detox unwanted chemicals and toxins that are in your system. It's one of the best things to do to help burn fat for fuel, right? To actually help burn off dangerous body fat and really restore healthy mitochondrial function. We're going to talk all about that today. My guest is Connie Zack from Sunlighten. She is the co-owner of Sunlighten, the global leader in infrared light therapy and infrared sauna manufacturing. After seeing how spending time in an infrared sauna transformed her brother's traumatic health issues, Connie and her husband committed everything they had to helping others through the benefits of nature's healing infrared light. They've now spent more than 24 years bringing light, hope, and happiness to people around the world. And Sunlighten really delivers its promise to help people feel better so they can do more of what they love and live fully through a caring approach that drives innovation, investment, and relationships. And you guys are going to love this. And if you want to get a Sunlighten infrared sauna, I worked with Connie and her team to get you a $600 savings. Just use the code Jockers, J-O-C-K-E-R-S at checkout, and you can save $600 on a Sunlighten sauna. So really powerful stuff. Again, we're talking all about how to use infrared sauna therapy to detox your body to reduce inflammation and pain. And let's go into the interview with Connie Zack. Connie Zack, great to connect here. And I know you are a leader when it comes to infrared sauna, Sunlighten. You guys are, you know, really pioneers and leaders in the industry. And a lot of people have questions about infrared and they get confused with infrared and red light. There's a lot of different devices out there. There's various types of saunas. And I want to really kind of break all of that down and help our listeners understand what an infrared sauna is, differences between that and other types of saunas, as well as red light therapy, and you know, and then really go into the details and also a lot of the great results that you've seen over the years utilizing infrared. So let's get started with just kind of a breakdown of what infrared is and how you discovered infrared light therapy.
Yeah. So well, I don't know. I'll start first with the second question, as far as how I discovered and how I got into this interesting career with starting a category over 25 years ago. And that is because my brother was really, really sick and nobody knew what was wrong with him. He tried every type of treatment. And it wasn't until his dentist said, Jason, I think that your mercury fillings are leaking into your body. And I think it's causing heavy metal toxicity and it's leading to your chronic fatigue and your vertigo and all your other symptoms. And he was super young and, you know, I mean, he had the rest of his life ahead of him, but I mean, he felt horrible. And so he tried infrared. Well, actually back up. So his dentist diagnosed him, but and then also did one step further, which I'm so grateful for because this is, you know, in the 90s and nobody was knew anything about the technology that we use today. He said, I've been doing some reading about this wavelength called infrared, and I think that it could be a great tool for you to detoxify your body and get rid of these heavy metals that are trapped and, you know, could really significantly change your life. And that's what he did. He, at that time, there was only one product on the market, you know, an infrared sauna. He first tried an infrared blanket and it didn't, it did a little bit, but it didn't work enough. And so he went to the sauna and it changed his life. And I was working at Procter & Gamble in the pharmaceutical division at the time. And when it changed his life, I started doing my own research. And because I was in the pharmaceuticals and I had access to so many journals, and I started just trying to figure out what is this and why is it working? And, you know, is this really just some, you know, just something that's, you know, fake, or, you know, is it really the real? Is it legit? And I found an abundance of studies, which still to this day shocks me because this is 25 years ago, right? There were so many studies about it with using infrared on helping with heart disease, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, and changing the endothelial lining, strengthening the endothelial cells. I mean, so many, lowering blood pressure, changing triglycerides. And so I'm like, wait a second. There is some real great science to this that nobody knows about. And so I eventually, there's a little bit longer of a story, but I won't go into all the details, but eventually left my job and at Procter & Gamble, and with my partner, Aaron Zach, who's my husband now. And we started this in our basement in Cincinnati, Ohio, and then eventually moved to Kansas City, where we are today, and have spent the rest of, you know, our time committed to delving into the science of the entire spectrum and bringing forth the knowledge of, you know, infrared and the powers that it can provide to help transform your body. So that's how I fell into it. I always say I jumped out of a plane without a parachute, because there was no plan B. You know, we mortgaged our home and, you know, mortgaged our cars and took out everything and just took it one day at a time. So as far as what is infrared, it is, I like to describe how it feels, and then I'll say what it is, because a lot of people are like, it's, you know, they don't know. They're just like, I don't get it. And so the feeling that infrared provides is when, you know, those days where you walk outside and it's a little bit cloudy and, you know, doesn't really matter the temperature. It's more the sensation of the cloudiness. And then all of a sudden that sun peeks through the clouds and you just feel that sun coming into your body and you feel instantly better. That's infrared. And that is a feeling in infrared. And what we're doing at Sunlighten is bringing that feeling of infrared inside into the sauna and then dissecting all the different wavelengths and changing them, parsing them out, depending on what they do for the body, which we can talk about. As far as, you know, how is infrared different than when regular heat, let's just talk about that real quickly, because it's a different type of feeling. Regular heat, as far as traditional heat, steam, anything that's, I would consider hot air, heats the air directly. And you get hot because the air is hot. So you just imagine a very hot summer day, you know, or if you go into a steam sauna where it's 180 degrees, or that's, you're hot because the air is hot, and that's how you're being heated. With infrared, it heats your body directly. And so it's a more gentle source of energy. And infrared also is broken down into light energy. So it's multidimensional. And every day I learn more about these different dimensions, which is fascinating. So it's much more complex than, I mean, heat therapy is great. So I'm, you know, obviously a big fan of traditional heat therapy. Infrared just provides more layers and more dimensions and works with your molecules and your cells in a different way, because it also has the spectrum of light energy, and our body must receive light energy to survive. We have to, because our body's made up of mitochondria and water, and we're essentially just great big solar panels, right? And when we get the light energy, when we get infrared, that our bodies are activated and everything starts to convert into energy, and we start to be able to perform, our body starts to perform better. So that was a long answer to your question, but I want to make sure at least to give us some foundation.
Yeah, and there's a great quote that says that malillumination, or basically like improper light exposure or lack of light exposure, or poor light exposure, is to the body what malnutrition is to the body. That light is information. It provides information to all the mitochondria, all the different cells of the body. And when we are just exposed to artificial light all day, not getting the full spectrum of, you know, UV, infrared, red, all the different spectrum on the light spectrum on a regular basis, then we are missing critical nutrition and information that helps our cells and helps our cells function well. And so, you know, that's kind of what you're talking about there. And then infrared is part of the invisible light spectrum. So you don't actually see it. Whereas you see UV light and you can see red light like sunrise and sunset, but with the infrared, that's where people get confused too, is that you don't see it, but you can feel it because it has a heating element to it.
Right. And so I like to describe the spectrum of there's heat And then if you as you go farther left, and it goes gets into the light. So the far infrared wavelength is delivered by a very long wavelength that's transformed into heat that's, you know, absorbed into your water molecules. And then your body gets hot and you elevate your core temperature as a result of the far infrared. The mid is a little bit hotter, so it doesn't get absorbed as deeply and helps with the joints in your tissues. And then near infrared, there's no heat. So it can be really confusing, and I understand the confusion. And my mission is to help people to help provide clarity to this wonderful, powerful healing wavelength of infrared. And near infrared, because there's no heat, it has to be delivered by LEDs, but it's still invisible, invisible light. And then right next to that is red light, which is the first light that you can see. It's visible in the rainbow, you know, and that has healing properties as well, which we can talk about. So there's really, and then there's also blue. I mean, there's other spectrums, but, you know, the majority of benefits will be found within those four spectrums: far, mid, near, and red. And near and red are so, they're so close, they're so tight, they're really interchangeable. So, I mean, it's really, if you think about it, it's really three, because you have far, mid, and then near slash red. They're so, I mean, incredibly similar. We can talk about what makes them different, but for just most people to know that they're very similar is enough.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I know with red really hits more of the skin, gets kind of into the dermis, epidermis, but doesn't really get deeper than that into the muscle tissue, right? But it's very good for skin health, right? From my understanding. And then, you know, as you get into your infrared, that's penetrating deeper into your system, into your bloodstream, muscles, bone, visceral organs, right? And having an effect there. So can you break that down a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely. And you're exactly right. The difference between red and near is two factors. One is the color. Red is visible, near is not. So that's the big difference. And the other is the depth of penetration. So red doesn't go as deep as near, and it's really good for the skin, for helping with fine lines, for wrinkles, for wounds, you know, any type of cell repair on a surface layer. There's also great studies with hair loss, with red and near. Again, they're interchangeable. The difference between the reason you would use near more often than red is because of the depth of penetration. So there's some great studies on using light to alter cellular function, especially within the brain. And near is the wavelength that goes the deepest. So it kind of helps to increase your mitochondrial activity, helps with neuroprotection, helps to activate the brain cells. And red may not, the data saying may not go as deep. Well, it doesn't go as deep. So it may not be able to do the significant effects when you're talking about the brain that near infrared does, you know, and then mid goes deeper. And then, you know, far is really excellent. I mean, it is the foundation of the spectrum. I mean, if you could only do one, you know, I mean, I would suggest you take advantage of all of them, because there's so many different benefits. But far infrared, because of the way it is absorbed into your water molecules and how it helps your mitochondria and your whole circulatory system, it really is the key component of transforming all of your cells in so many different ways. And we can go through the different benefits, you know, but especially as it relates to, I know, you know, it's important to you as far as talking about inflammation. It is the key marker for helping reduce inflammation.
Yeah. Let's shift right into that. Let's talk about, you know, cause you can get exposed to infrared and, you know, you can get exposed to far infrared, mid, near. Obviously our ancestors were exposed to it by just being outside all day in the sun, right? But of course, you know, with the technology, like with sunlight, what sunlight has, we're able to, in a sense, kind of really isolate or expand upon the benefits that we get from nature, being exposed in nature, although that's obviously extremely beneficial as well, getting a lot of nature exposure. But let's talk about the benefits of getting those wavelengths along with the heat element of a sauna.
Yeah. So the majority, just to expand on what you just said, as far as the sunlight, because I love that point, because we forget that our ancestors, I mean, you know, they were outside all day, and their clock was totally controlled by the sun, right? They woke up with the sun and they went to sleep when the sun went down. And you know, now people have crazy hours and they're just work different system cycles, and they don't get those wonderful, that feeling that I talked about at the very beginning of feeling of infrared that comes from the sun. They're not getting it on a daily basis, and people are trying to block it, and you know, lots of issues with that. And the majority of sunlight, it's important people know this, the majority, I think it's 55%-ish, is the infrared wavelength. So it is really important that, you know, you can, if you can get it naturally and out, you know, you also get with sunlight, you know, UV, and you get some, you know.
Are there particular times a day, before we get into the sauna, are there particular times a day where there's more infrared? Obviously, like UV, for example, the amount of UV increases, right, as we get closer to noon, right? So the hours around noon, and then it kind of decreases from there. Obviously red increases in the morning and at sunset, but how about infrared? Does it change throughout the day?
A lot of the data is saying that the best time, you know, to get infrared combined with the sunlight is at the very, very beginning, you know, of the day. As well as, you know, the end, for the exact same reason, is just to reset your circadian rhythm and to feel, you know, the infrared and have that just wonderful, gentle, you know, blanket kind of surround you and get your body kind of charged for the day. And, you know, that's what we're doing with our saunas, the same thing. You know, we're doing it inside. If you can do it outside, great. It really makes a huge difference on your energy levels. And then as far as, to answer your question, as far as, you know, far infrared, I mean, how is it helping with inflammation? Is it's heating up your core temperature. And that's so, I mean, that just by elevating your core temperature and activating your heat shock proteins, that mechanism of action does so much to change your body. So it helps to strengthen your immune system. I mean, it's essentially taking your mitochondria, and which are your powerhouse cells, right? And you're making them stronger. You know, I heard a great visual today earlier for the conversation with the doctor who said, you know, this is infrared is energy medicine, and the energy is changing our water molecules, because it's not at this high frequency where it's like damaging them or killing them. It's at this lower frequency where it actually takes your molecules and it has them start to dance around together. And they're like dancing together and they're interacting together, and it's providing all of the strength to each other to make your body stronger. I always use the visual in my head of when I'm in my sauna, my molecules, my mitochondria are like putting on armor. Like they're just putting on like this steel on the, and they're like, yes, I'm ready to fight. I'm stronger. And that helps to, you know, decrease inflammation. You know, you're helping to repair your cells and make them stronger. So you're increasing your core temperature. You're increasing your circulation. You're getting more oxygen into your tissues, into your brain. You know, you're strengthening your cells, and you're really overall, while you are increasing your core temperature, your body is working to cool itself down. So it's also helping to, you know, expend like burning calories, which is also, I mean, a side benefit of being in there is passive cardiovascular conditioning. But that's why there's all this science 25 years ago on using infrared with heart-related diseases and even preventing congestive heart failure. And there's, you know, great study done with 129 patients on with infrared showing that it saved lives. People who used infrared for 5 years, you know, noticed a significant reduction in hospitalization as well as death compared to those who didn't. And I mean, so much so in Japan, it's the first line of treatment. So, I mean, it helps to decrease the inflammation by getting the body reset. You know, get when you're increasing your circulation, you're increasing your blood flow, and you're allowing that your endothelial cells to get stronger. You're getting your system back to the way it should be, which is helping to reduce the inflammation. And you know, inflammation is kind of the root of all aging, age-related diseases.
Yeah, so it reduces the size of the water clusters in your system. Is that correct? And because now they're smaller, they're able to penetrate deeper into the system, deeper into the cells, you know, because obviously water is a communication vector. So we're bringing communication, bringing nutrients in through the water. Blood is obviously, you know, has a high component of water in it. You have extracellular fluid, things like that. So it reduces the size of those water clusters. And that's one of the reasons why it's improving circulation.
It's vibrating your water molecules, energizing them, activating them, and moving them around. Mm-hmm. And so, and as a result, you're starting to remove the heavy metals, you know, they're starting to like come out, and everything is starting to transform and move and be active versus like sedentary and not the interaction with all the different cells and making it stronger. So it's this activation factor, you know, where the energy is helping to activate your entire system. You know, it provides this huge biochemical cascade of events where it allows the body to repair, to perform better, to be stronger. Detoxify. I mean, there's great studies that we can talk about on with detoxification, but you know, I mean, I knew that, you know, 25 years ago when I saw a complete change and nothing else worked, you know, with my brother. And it is really hard to get rid of once you get, you know, heavy metals, you know, lead, cadmium, you get those things trapped into your body. It's really hard to get them out. I mean, you know, and you have to go and do something from a cellular level, which is what infrared does, is it removes it from a cellular level versus a surface level of just sweating water, right?
Yeah, for sure. I also had read that infrared actually helps increase nitric oxide levels, endothelial nitric oxide, so that has a vasodilating effect. And we know that nitric oxide, low nitric oxide or poor nitric oxide conversion processes in the body associated with all chronic inflammatory conditions. So that's a big factor, and that helps with the circulation. And then it increases mitochondrial melatonin production as well, which is really interesting because we think about melatonin, we think about sleep, but mitochondrial melatonin really has its most powerful antioxidant to support the mitochondria. It slips into the mitochondria. Most antioxidants can't get into the mitochondria effectively, but melatonin is extremely powerful for getting in there. And infrared light is number one source for, you know, it's really diet doesn't play a role with mitochondrial melatonin production, right? Pineal gland melatonin production, it can play a role, but and just blocking blue light at night plays a role with pineal gland melatonin, which has to do with circadian rhythm, but mitochondrial melatonin is really all based on light exposure, particularly infrared light.
Yeah, it said that beautifully.
Yeah, that's a really powerful finding because melatonin is so powerful for protecting the mitochondria. Of course, we know in people age, when all chronic inflammatory conditions, we get a buildup of these senescent or damaged mitochondria. So yeah, it's a really powerful finding. I know, you know, when I read about that, it definitely motivated me to be exposed more, get in my sauna more, get it, you know, get more infrared light exposure. Now, people can get infrared light exposure. Like, for example, I actually have an office chair that has infrared and PEMF that I sit on, right, throughout the day. And it has a heating effect too, and that's beneficial. But this kind of synergy between getting in a sauna and sweating and getting the infrared light, right? That kind of takes it to the next level. Can you go through that a little bit more detail?
Yeah. It completely takes it to the next level. When we first started, all we knew about, you know, was really far infrared and that was level of heat and help to detoxify the body, help to burn calories and help reduce inflammation for sure. I mean, that's a really important part of the role of far infrared. But then about 14 years ago, 15 years ago, we started learning about the mid infrared and near infrared, and how to separate the wavelengths, which is a lot about delivering the energy in a different way so that it's not in the far infrared spectrum, it's in the mid infrared spectrum. And then when you do that, then you're altering your cells, you're changing and transforming them at a different level. So for example, with mid infrared, it is really working on your joints in your tissues and reducing inflammation there. So there's a study done at Auburn University showing that, you know, by using mid infrared, it helps to increase your agility, increase your flexibility, increase your mobility. It is now, especially with combination of mid and far, it is the athlete's choice for the speediest muscle recovery tool. Because getting in there and having, you know, mid and far together on your joints, your tissues, your cells, helping to increase, you know, your circulation, increase the oxygenation. I mean, these are all things that are so safe and natural that you can do in the comfort of your home that gets you reduced inflammation in your body from, you know, from playing football, or, you know, we kind of like our football here in Kansas City. Or from doing any type of athletic, you know, and running or jogging or weightlifting, even doing stretching like yoga. I mean, you still need to recover, you know, you still need to do things to help the body recover. So mid and the combination of mid and far are excellent at that. And then the light, so those are the two heat sources, right? And then you also can receive the light energy of near and red. And we have a product that's actually behind me. It's called Impulse, that has all four wavelengths. We deliver them independently where you can isolate any of them. Or we have programs that we've built, six different ones, where you can use them all together, but in different ways, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So you can, if you're trying to accomplish anti-aging, it's a different program than your cardio program, than your sleep, or not sleep, but your relaxation program, or weight loss, or pain relief. So the near, back to the near and the red, those are light energies that you can't feel because you're not getting the heat, but you do receive them through light energy, and they're extremely powerful. The way they interact with your cells and help to repair your cells and speed up any type of healing, you know, at the surface of your skin. So it, to be able to do all of that in one tool, I mean, you know, if there was a drug that would do all of that, people would be taking it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Really, so when helps. When people get one of your saunas, say they really don't have much experience doing sauna therapy, at least not on a consistent basis, how do you get them started? Like, what is there a specific dosage as far as, you know, frequency and the amount of time that they spend in there?
Yeah. So there's, we have four different choices, four different series. So it's really good that, if you, you know, talk to Sunlight and, you know, representative, we'll walk you through, because we don't want people to get more than they need, right? So it's to your point, like, you don't necessarily need to have Impulse if you are looking for, you know, for just detoxing the body, or if you're, you know, if you're looking for strictly, you know, increasing your core temperature and helping you, you know, with inflammation at the deepest level. I mean, far infrared is enough. And so we have two different series with that, and we'll speak to them and try to identify what they're looking for and guide them in the right way. We have one unit that's, it's portable. It's really easy to use. And then there's a different series that has a blend of the wavelengths together. And then there's Impulse that has independently and isolated out the four spectrums. Now, as far as the dosage, in all of them, we recommend starting slow, you know, because most people have it. I mean, this is a concentrated dose, right? And that's also the thing that makes Sunlight and infrared different than any other type of infrared sauna is, ours is the highest concentration that you can buy on the market. It is like the most, it's the most easily absorbed. And you kind of think of it as a supplement without fillers, right? You're just getting the active ingredients, 99% of the active ingredient into your body. As a result, it's intense. because most of the time, like when you think about you're outside, it's 55%, right? Yeah. So, and there's other factors, there's UV and there's other things conflicting. So, I mean, we're really filtering out everything else and just giving you the infrared. So start slow. Slow means 10 to 15 minutes. See how you feel. And then, you know, have your body, you know, react and then do it again. The key that I want to say with using infrared is consistency. I always like it because I get a lot of questions about it. So I try to frame it for people to make the decision on their own as it relates to exercise. And not everybody exercises, you know, not everybody can. But if you think of even just the simple, like walking, infrared works on the body very similar to exercise. And so if you haven't walked in a very long time, mm-hmm. you want to take it slow. You want to listen to your body. And, you know, but the key is consistency. If you're starting to do something like walking or running or anything, you don't want to do it once and then wait 2 weeks and do it again, you know, because all the benefit that you achieved, you know, you now have to start all over again. So you want to do it as often as you can. Really, the best thing to do is create a habit. And if you know, it doesn't matter whether you do it in the morning, you know, or at night or whatever, but do it at the same time. It really helps. I'm a big morning person for my sauna. I really love it. I like to work out in the morning and I sauna and I stack them together. I have found a huge difference in my body when I stack it because my core temperature stays elevated. And so I just get like exponentially more benefits than if I exercise and then do in sauna a different day. So that's how I like to do it. And
it's a hormetic. So it's a hormetic stressor, meaning that
yes,
it's a stress on the body, but it makes us more stronger and more resilient, right? But we need some recovery time and we kind of build up our fitness level in handling the heat and handling the infrared rays. And so you don't want to overwhelm your system. So you're saying 10 to 15 minutes. Is there like a temperature range? Because I know like you can get an infrared sauna up to, 145, 150, maybe even more. It's definitely not as hot as kind of a stove or a steam sauna, right? And so it's a little more comfortable than that. But you still can get it pretty hot. And obviously you wouldn't want to start with that, I'd imagine.
Yeah, the best way to absorb. So now I'm talking about science versus like preference, right? As far as experience, I'm talking scientifically, the best way to receive the maximum amount into your body of infrared is to get in and turn it on and get and experience that infrared wavelength while it's heating up. Because the wavelength is the longest at that time, and it is the most easily and most efficiently absorbed into the body. It's not going to feel hot. So a lot of people struggle with that because intuitively they feel they need to be hot. So I always tell people, it depends on your preference. Like, what do you want? If you want to feel hot and you want to feel hot right when you get in, then don't do that, you know, but I mean, I feel responsible to share the optimal way, you know, to use it. And that is the optimal way, is to get in and get your body, let it be in there while it's heating up and eventually work up to, I talked about 10 to 15. I want to give a marker for working up to, you know, I would love to see everybody do it 40 minutes a day. We have a program inside our sauna that is 45 minutes, which is great. That's fantastic. I'll also say that don't not do it because you don't have 40 minutes. Do it even if you only do it for 5, you're getting a powerful wavelength into your body that you weren't going to get. So we might as well do it, you know, and then the next day try and do more. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be like, okay, not going to do it today because I don't have 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes. Don't do that. Just get in and do what you can do. And then try and do more, you know, tomorrow. I guarantee you, if you start that way, you're going to find time because the way the energy works with your body starts to crave that energy connection. You know, that those molecules that are dancing around, that feels good. You get more energy. I mean, infrared like actually produces more energy into your body. And when you have more energy, you want to do things that deliver that feeling. And so you want to go back in there and I want to do it again because A, my brain feels clearer. That's my biggest thing. It's just that mind chatter and brain fog and of having a very, just a lot of things going on. The clarity is amazing. And then the energy connection of just feeling like, oh my gosh, I can totally take on anything that comes my way today because I have got so much more energy now than I did, 30 before I got into my sauna.
So you're going to get a lot of benefits, even if you're not sweating, just by getting in there as it's heating up. And that's probably a good place for a lot of people to start. Over time, though, they may want to get the benefits of sweating. Obviously, yeah. It's a great way. It's going to enhance detoxification. The higher the heat, you're going to get more heat shock protein activation and higher levels of autophagy from that. So there are benefits to getting in when it's, when it's hot and you're sweating,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
With it, but you want to work your way up, that's kind of like an intense workout. So you want to work your way up to that. And is there like a temperature range? Like, for example, like you've been doing this for a long time. Is there a temperature range now that your body's so conditioned for this that you like to be in?
I like to be around 130. That's a really good spot for me. 120, 130. I feel great. I'm sweating. I'm comfortable so that I can stay in. That's really important, is you don't want to be in a place where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this any longer. Because the whole benefit is receiving the wavelength into your body.
So would it be better? That's a good question. Would it be better to be at a temperature like 125, 130, that's more comfortable and stay in for 45 minutes, or get it up to 145 degrees? Like, that's what my wife and I do. And then I can do like 20 minutes, maybe max. And she sometimes can stay in there for 30. But would it be better to, with a lower temperature, but staying in there longer than a higher temperature, right? Really sweating a lot, but also being uncomfortable and like having to get out at a certain point.
Yeah. So the was it the latter that you said? So it's in that staying in there longer, is better because you're getting that this energy is just so powerful into your body, and it's so important for your body. And you're not going to probably get it. You're not going to get that concentration any other way. So you might as well, enjoy it and receive as much of the wavelength as you can. There are times where you just want that burning sweat, and that's a personal preference. And then do that. You know, I mean, I just always say, listen to your body. You'll know how your body responds best. So try it both ways and see how you feel. Because the feeling is going to drive how you do it most often. But I, in all my experience, if you have to dread, or if you have to like feel like, oh, okay, 2 more minutes, that habit isn't going to last a long time. And so it really, I mean, I love being in there and stretching, moving my neck and or journaling or doing breath work, just stacking all sorts of things, because, we pack so much into our day. I want to be able to do other things while I'm inside my sunlight, and so that I have accomplished multiple things. And in order to do that, I have to be able to breathe calmly and enjoy the experience. If I'm just surviving, it's hard to do the other things. It's hard to meditate when you're surviving.
Yeah, that's good to know, that you don't have to get it to this kind of heat point that is hard to tolerate. So it's really good. I usually read it when I'm in there. But
the other point, just on while we're talking about this topic, is one of the great ways that the sauna helps with reducing inflammation is by getting the body into that parasympathetic state. Into that really, deep relaxation state where you're, you're changing your blood pressure, you're expanding your lungs. I mean, you're really completely relaxing the body. And generally speaking, you're going to have a greater parasympathetic reaction experience at a lower temperature. Yeah. And while still activating the heat shock proteins, because that is important, because any type of heat is going to activate the heat shock proteins. So you're still going to get your immune system, you know, it's still going to be boosted. Your mitochondria is still going to get stronger. I mean, you're helping with the cellular repair. You're still doing all of that at a lower temperature, which is the value, you know, of infrared. The one thing that may be a little bit different is your level of sweat. But if you can get yourself, which is conditioning, it's like anything, any training, if you can get yourself to sweat at the lower temperatures, that's the berries.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what should somebody look for when they're getting infrared saunas? There's a lot of different options out there. And of course, a lot of people are concerned about cost. Some people aren't. They want, hey, what's the best system I can get? Right. Other people, you know, concerned about cost and how much space it takes up. Right. Which is good that there's now portable versions that are also low cost. So, you know, most people, if you're able to access this podcast, it's going to be within a price range, you know, that you can look at and save up for and get. And that's the good thing. But they come in all different shapes and sizes. What should people look for when it comes to a sauna?
Yeah. The number one thing is the concentration of infrared. I mean, I can't stress that enough. It's just like, if you think about nutrition, you want to, you know, if you're eating foods or you're taking supplements or whatever you're doing, you're putting into your body, you want to make sure it doesn't have fillers and it doesn't have stuff that doesn't impact your body. You want to have the highest concentration of the active ingredient that you're trying to use to impact your body and impact your cells. And that's 99% infrared. You know, that's something we have the patent on. So, that's one of the benefits of Sunlighten, is you don't have to worry about the highest concentration. So that's really important. Also, scientifically, there was a study done in 2005 at UMKC that used our technology with the highest concentration of infrared versus another infrared sauna. And there was such a big difference between the results. I mean, ours statistically significantly lowered blood pressure. It increased circulation, changed the quality of life scores, removed toxins such as arsenic. And then the other infrared did not have any of those benefits. And it was a robust, double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized study. So it was a powerful study. So just because it's infrared doesn't mean you're going to get all these great things that we're talking about, because any type of heat has some level of infrared. Which you really want the highest concentration. So that's the number one thing. And then there's so many other factors after that, which, you know, we can help guide you through. Do you want, you know, just the far infrared? I shouldn't say just, you know, because that's enough. You know, do you want one wavelength for detox and for inflammation, for cardiovascular health? Do you want to add on the other wavelengths? You know, that comes with a price tag, of course. So do you want it to be portable? Like, we have a portable unit, a lie down unit, or do you want a wooden cabin? Do you want to take it with other people? That's, you know, how do you want to experience it? My biggest advice I would say is that I've learned over the years is, if you are looking at a wooden cabin, if you're thinking about sharing it with somebody else, I would go as big as you can fit. So as far as space. And the reason I say that is because I can't tell you how many times people have told me, gosh, Connie, I love my sauna so much. I just really wish I would have gotten a little bit bigger, because you're, you know, your family changes as you get older. I mean, when we started this company, I didn't even have kids, you know, and now, my God, my kids, I have a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old, and they're giants. I mean, you know, Hudson's 6'2" and Eden's almost 6 feet. I mean, they're so big. And so, you know, when you're buying something when they're little, you know, it's just a different, you know, experience. You want it to age with you. So that's just a, you know, a bit of wisdom from all the years I've been doing this and hearing the feedback of people. I've never once, not once in 20 some years, has somebody said, gosh, I got too big of a sauna. I wish I would have gotten something, you know, smaller. But time and time again, in fact, I know a lot of people who have traded up, not traded up, but changed their sauna to get a larger one, just because they wanted to do it, you know, with their spouse, or they just themselves, they just really wanted to completely stretch out. So you want to look at space. You want to look at, oh, here's a big one. Your electrical aspect, like your electrical current in your house, this is really, really, really important. So it requires a lot of power. So you want to make sure you have the right outlet, and we can guide you through that. It will not function as well if you try and do shortcuts. So you, it's really important. And people all the time are like, well, I'll just kind of, you know, no, you just want to get an electrician out there. You want to get the right outlet. You don't want anything else coming on. You know, we want to be a dedicated circuit. We can help you with that. That's really important. A lot of people want to make sure they have safe saunas when it comes to the wood and EMF. Mm. We have a hypoallergenic wood that we use. It has no off-gassing, no odors, no fragrances. And then our saunas, all of them, are extremely safe as far as EMF. And we've done third-party testing to ensure that there's no electromagnetic field. I mean, there's always a little bit if you plug it in, obviously, but mm-hmm. I mean, you know, virtually non-existent. Yeah, those are really some of the key factors to look at. Yeah, I think those are probably the most important.
Yeah.
You know,
and people can reach out to you guys at sunlighten.com, and your team will help walk them through and kind of figure out what their goals are, what they're looking for, the size of space they have, all those different factors. Because I think it can be overwhelming when people just go to a website and they're looking at a whole bunch of different options. They're not sure. So you guys actually have consultants that they can call that will help set them up with the best option based on their goals.
Yes. Yes. And I highly recommend that, I mean, let us help you, because this is what we do and it can be extremely confusing. We do have a code. What's really important is I'm going to tell you, you won't get the benefit of the code unless you use the code. So the code is Dr. Jockers. Make sure if you are listening and you want to partake and talk about getting either the solo, which is the light on model, or you know, one of the other ones, or the impulse, which is all four wavelengths, make sure you mention Dr. Jockers and you will get a discount code of up to $600 off. That's something Sunlighten's providing for anybody. Awesome. So yes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely take advantage of that discount code. Just Dr. Jockers. It just mentioned me that you heard this on, you know, on this interview, and you'll get that discount. And again, their consultants will help you. And that, I think that's an issue that a lot of people have told me, is like, they want to get something, but they've been overwhelmed with the different options, not sure which one to get. So having somebody help walk you through all of that is going to be really, really helpful. So guys, I would recommend checking that out. Go to sunlighten.com. You can look at their website. They've got studies on there. They've got different models. You can look at testimonials, a lot of really great information there to help you. And Connie, this has been just a wonderful interview. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing, just advancing this field of light medicine, basically, right? And energy medicine. So I really appreciate your time. Any last words of inspiration for our audience here?
Gosh, thanks, Dr. Jockers. Thanks for having me on. I mean, we've talked a lot of science, and I mean, my biggest words of wisdom, you know, is our promise and what we deliver is we really want people to feel better. Mm-hmm. And so we've created this product so they could feel better and they can do more of what they love to do with the people they love to do it with. And that's ultimately our goal. So if you want to, you know, have a tool, have a resource and feel better than you feel today and be able to, you know, do more, have more energy, you know, safely and naturally in the comfort of your own home and are confused. That's the other tip, is I really want to echo what you said. I mean, our team is committed to help and educate and remove any confusion. So please don't hesitate to ask us anything. And if somebody doesn't know the answer, they'll get the answer. And I'm happy to help in any way that I can too. So I always put myself out there as well.
Thanks again, Connie. Appreciate your time. And guys, definitely check out Sunlighten and all their different infrared saunas. And we'll see you guys in a future interview. Be blessed, everybody.